And it is time for our WIBD radio homeroom. And from Slinger High School, Sam and Lindsay are on the line with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good.
So here we are. We're in March already. Man, where has time gone, right?
The weather's starting to look good now. We're going to see some 50s next week.
Yeah, and not a minute too soon, right?
Yeah.
So how did the Valentine's Day thing go?
It went well. We had our hearts up in record time around the school, and I think we put over 1,000 hearts up in under 30 minutes. So it was an impressive work by our whole council.
Wow. Wow. All right. So what else is going on at Slinger?
Student Council is hosting a talent show on Friday, April 30th, and this year we're going to live stream the event for the entire community to watch with no cost associated.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, we're super excited. We're holding auditions in mid-April, and we're just excited to be able to put something on with so many things that have been canceled.
Sure. Either of you going to show off a talent?
I will not be showing off a talent, but we will be helping run the show from behind the scenes.
All right. What else is going on?
So we are actually having a Papa Murphy's fundraiser this Thursday in Hartford, where we get $2 for every pizza that people buy. And if you order online, you can use code THANKS and check out for ordering online. So we did this a few months ago, and it was actually a really, really big success. So we're going to do it again to make some more money for Student Council.
All right. Sounds good. You guys have some projects upcoming, too, some other things besides the talent show?
The talent show is our main focus coming up right now, and we're looking to do another food drive towards the end of the school year before summer.
Okay. All right. So winter sports kind of wrapped up. Slinger teams did all right.
Yeah, so we had Noah Tonser. He was the first Slinger individual wrestler to take home the state champion. So that was pretty cool. And then the team wrestling tournament, our team lost in the semifinals against Felton. It was the first time making it to the semifinals, winning in the first round. So that was a pretty good weekend for Slinger wrestling.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. What else?
The boys snowboard team won the state championship in lacrosse, battling against other teams and frigid temperatures of 15 below, while the girls team placed second. So that was pretty impressive in itself for going out there in those cold temperatures.
Yeah. And there were some really good performances, I understand.
Yes, they did extremely well, and we're proud to have another state championship team here at Slinger.
All right. What else?
So next week, Tuesday, the juniors have their ACT, and this is going to be statewide. We've been practicing like in classes and English classes for the past week now about preparing for it, and you know, a lot of my buddies are pretty nervous about it. And in order to provide a great testing environment for the juniors, we're going to have just the juniors show up. All the sophomores, freshmen, and seniors are actually going to be doing school virtually, so that way we can keep the school nice and quiet for the juniors.
Ah, okay. All right. And they're still doing the tests, even though some schools have decided at this point that they're not requiring them, at least temporarily. But it's probably good to do the test anyway.
Yep, they're making it mandatory at still statewide, but the colleges are having what's called test optional, where you can choose to send your test or choose not to send it.
Sure. I can remember, we didn't do the whole test thing during the school day back in the Stone Age when I was taking my ACTs. We came in on, we went in on a Saturday, and you had to go, since everybody didn't have to take it, there were like regional test sites, so.
Okay,
you know,
so it wasn't mandatory.
No. It was mandatory for some schools, but it wasn't mandatory by our high school. So.
Okay.
So it was a little different take on it, so. Are you feeling nervous?
A little bit, but I mean, I've taken it before, so I'm not as stressed out as some of the people who are taking it for the first time on Tuesday are going to be.
Right, absolutely. So, all right, what else is happening?
The National Honor Society at our school is hosting a book drive right now. So they're gathering books, and then they're sending them through a program to children in Africa who do not have access to books like we do here.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah.
The NHS also just had a tie blanket like activity where a bunch of members came and made blankets to give to a shelter, which was, I think they made over 20 blankets in about an hour after school one day. So,
wow. So some good stuff going on at Slinger High School.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else is happening?
So we have our spring sports starting up. Baseball, softball, and girls soccer have already started their open gyms, and track and field has actually started their practices during the weekdays. So with all this nice weather, we might actually be able to get outside soon here.
We'll find out.
Get away for the snow to go away.
Now, Slinger's always been pretty good in baseball. How's the team look this year?
We're looking pretty good. We got a lot of upperclassmen, so we're really looking forward to that. You know, we didn't have our season last year, so this is going to be our first time playing in a few years, but we're really optimistic and looking forward to it.
Right, right. And so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Now, do either of you do spring sports?
I play baseball.
Okay.
I do not play a spring sport.
Okay. All right. So so you'll be able to keep us in the loop on what's going on with the baseball team. All right. What else is going on?
This past week, we had FFA week here at the high school, so they had dress-up days every day to celebrate FFA at the school throughout the week. And Friday, it was pretty cool because many of the FFA students drove their tractors to school, which is always nice to see, like, parking lots filled with tractors instead of cars.
Right. It's a little different view.
Yeah, it's pretty. And, like, if you tell people from cities, I don't even know if they'd, like, believe that it's a thing to drive your tractor. Like, I know I have some friends who are like, no way they do that. So it's kind of cool to be part of that.
Right, right. But it points out just, you know, how much agriculture is involved in our Wisconsin communities.
Yes, it does. And we're so thankful for it as well here.
So, all right. What else is happening?
So our Science Olympiad team, they just had their tournament in Madison, and they completed it virtually, but they actually took 16th out of 64 teams across the nation, so that's pretty good.
Wow.
For our Science Olympiad team.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. All right, what else do we have?
Our DECA club here at the school is actually competing in the state competition tomorrow, and we have over 30 members attending from Slinger, which is the highest we've ever had. And it will all be virtual, so actually instead of just recording ourselves speak, we will be Zooming with judges throughout the day, and everyone across the state of Wisconsin has a time. So we kind of get that live competition feeling without being in person. So that's a super cool way they're doing that this year.
Ah, okay. All right. That sounds like an interesting way to do it. It's kind of interesting to see how organizations and so on have adapted over the last year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Like, I never knew what Zoom was or Google Meets before this whole pandemic came, and just the way we've been able to adapt all across the country has been something really neat to live through.
And in some ways, I think we've had more contact with people further away over through Zoom meetings and stuff with people who wouldn't necessarily be able to make the trip to Wisconsin for something, but all of a sudden, you know, there they are, on the other side of the world or whatever, taking part in what's going on.
Yeah, it's been really cool to see that, how with this change we've been able to connect over further distances. I totally agree with that point.
All right, what else is going on in Slinger?
So our Honors, Inc. Scholarship Foundation is just taking place, and what this is every year seniors will apply for the scholarship program, and we're actually having interviews happening next week for this, and the initial applications are reviewed, and then about 50 students will be interviewed to receive the scholarship, and it's a pretty big deal here at Slinger to get some help towards funding for college education.
Absolutely. It's a pretty big deal everywhere, though.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Yeah.
You know, because college, not cheap.
Not the cheapest.
But interesting, right? So
yeah.
Yeah. Lindsay, where did you, do you have a, I can't remember, do you have a firm college plan at this point?
I'm going to tour the University of Denver this Friday, and if I like it, I'm planning on committing next week. So, exciting, exciting times.
Ah, okay. Sounds good. All right. What else is on the list this morning, you guys?
Our forensics team at the school is in the middle of their competition season, so they're also all virtual this year, but they gather on weekends at school to film their pieces to submit to the competitions throughout the week. So they still have a fun way to get together as a team and compete, even though they're not with the other schools.
Hmm. All right. Interesting. Interesting. All right. What else is going on?
So we got our almost done with our third quarter already. We got a few more weeks into that, and then we're into the fourth quarter. Man, this year really flew by. I know a lot of kids are anxious just for the warm weather to get up and for summer to start.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, but I think we'll see. I would think we get into the 50s this weekend. You're going to see guys outside in shorts.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially in Wisconsin.
Yeah, exactly. You know, people will be getting the grills out and the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did we cover everything on the list?
I think so, yes.
Boy, a lot of stuff going on, though. You guys keep busy over in Slinger.
Yes, we do.
So that's the goal.
There you go. All right. Hey, well, thank you very much, and we'll talk in about 4 weeks, huh?